Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Woke up this morning and had a text from my friend Jordana Green, who does a talk show at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, where I used to do a show with her. And she said, "What's the matter with you people?" And then she included an attachment to an article about the bump stock legislation, which failed in Springfield. I don't know if they've tried this in other states, but you'd think after Las Vegas, it would be very easy to pass a law that says you cannot sell or own a device that converts a gun into a machine gun. That's a bump stock. So a Democratic lawmaker in Illinois said, okay, let's do that, and it failed. Not only did Republicans vote against it, downstate Democrats did as well. Tina Svondelis, she of the Men Watching Construction Sites fame and the political reporter for the Sun-Times, wrote today, downstate Democrats joined with Republicans Thursday to thwart a ban on devices that make semi-automatic rifles shoot about as fast as a fully automatic weapon. They argued the bill would have outlawed too many types of weapons. Okay, I'm sorry. This to me, boy, when I get to be king, this will happen. This cannot be that complicated. Chris Welch is a Democrat from the 7th district in Hillside, and he joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Chris. It's John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm good. Happy to be on your show.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to join us. What happened here?
You know, I think the NRA happened here. I think they, got to quite a few of our legislators and threw their weight around. It's a very powerful organization, and in Illinois, they still have a very strong voice, unfortunately. And, you know, I just think that, you know, the folks that believe in reasonable gun control need to speak up, stand up, speak up, and be heard. Because what you just said before bringing me on the air makes total sense. These are devices that can turn regular semi-assault weapons into massive destructive assault rifles. They can go from one click to massive rapid fire in a hurry, and it's exactly what happened in Vegas. And the NRA came out right after that saying these devices are needed, and I agree with them. So why their position has changed since then, I don't understand.
Was it a badly worded bill? That is, while we wanted to at least address bump stocks, maybe we have a bill that says you can't adjust the trigger, you can't adjust the tension or the spring. If you make any modifications to the way it fires, now you're breaking the law, and maybe that's too broad a definition.
Well, you know, I don't believe the bill that we voted upon yesterday was badly worded. Now, that's why I supported it, and it only got 48 votes. We needed 71. So in this process, that means we lost the battle yesterday. But you know, let's get back to the table. The NRA agrees that these types of devices aren't needed. If you didn't like this wording, what wording do you like? When we go back in 2 weeks, I think we should lead the way and show folks that this is not a device that we want to be sold here in the state of Illinois.
So is there going to be a rewrite of this or another version of this? What's going to happen?
Well, the lead sponsor on the bill is my friend and colleague out of Des Plaines, Representative Marty Moylan. I've spoken with him. I know that there's several conversations being had. You know, we have our bill that was voted out yesterday. The NRA has a bill that Representative Barbara Wheeler is sponsoring.
Yeah, they would ban just bump stocks alone, just bump stocks.
And you know, we don't believe that goes far enough, because we know that this guy in Vegas also had prepackaged explosives, and he was ready to really set the place ablaze. That stuff is easily accessible, and just like bump stocks, why should prepackaged explosives, John, be easily available to someone who wants
to? So you wouldn't vote for Barbara Wheeler's bill? You wouldn't vote for it?
I don't think it goes far enough, but if that was put on the board, I would vote to ban bump stocks.
I mean, let's start there. I mean, to be honest with you, you see what's about to happen is you feel that their bill isn't expansive enough. They feel that yours is too restrictive, and so nothing happens. When everybody agrees, at least bump stocks should be made illegal.
Well, and don't get me wrong, John, I definitely agree that that's a starting point. I certainly believe that we need to put that on the board and start where we all agree and ban bump stocks. You know, my position between now and getting back to the next veto session is let's start where we agree and let's ban bump stocks. You know, and I'm continuing to put my voice into that conversation.
I wonder what it's like when you guys get together and gals on something like this. It wasn't just Republicans and Democrats. It was, I wonder what the division is. Is it upstate versus downstate or what?
Well, you know, since I've been in the General Assembly since January of 2013, I have noticed a geographical difference when it comes to guns.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans and downstate Democrats, this is one of those areas where they seem to agree. They like their guns. They like to hunt. They like to apparently use bump stock devices when they're hunting. And
seriously? No, really. Do you know that? I mean, do people say that they like to have machine gun action when they go hunting?
That was the argument made on the floor.
Well, I feel bad for that. Listen, you know, there's quotas of deer and elk and muskrats that get to be harvested each year, so I'm not against hunting per se. But that's not hunting. That's ridiculous.
Well, I agree. And let me tell you something. Stephen Paddock had a reservation in Chicago. He wanted to come here and create massive destruction. And had he unleashed onto Grant Park what he did in Vegas, I think the casualties would have been far greater. And we don't want to have the ease of these devices available in Illinois. And I just believe that a statewide ban on these things should be in place here in Illinois. I agree with the person who called you from Minnesota. Massachusetts has already led the way and put a bill on the desk of the governor. California has banned these things long ago. A place like Illinois that has a massive population center like Chicago should ban these devices.
No kidding. Okay, if we make bump stocks illegal, but then they're able to rig the guns with some other things. I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I mean, I hope that it's effective. If we ban bump stocks, I hope that then that takes away the opportunity, at least legally, I'll start there, for somebody to turn a gun into a machine gun. I hope it would have some effect.
I do too, and I think the real solution, I mean, I think, you know, I come from the belief that you can only control the things that are within your domain, and that's why I'm in the legislature in Illinois, and I believe use our voice there and try to make a difference. But I really think we need some action in Washington. But bump stocks should be banned nationwide, because we know that a lot of the guns in Illinois are coming from Indiana and Wisconsin. That's our real problem, and we can ban these things here in Illinois. We're going to keep fighting to ban these things here in Illinois. But when the vice president's state is letting people get ease of access to these weapons, you know, it doesn't matter. So I do think that we need a multiple approach to this, and get back to veto session, ban these things, but also we got to keep the fight going on in Washington.
I hope so. Thanks for your time, Chris. Well, it's good luck to you, Representative from the 7th District in Hillside. We'll be in touch on this, all right?
Hey, John, thanks for having me on.